Before we get started, I'd like to invite you to join the LeadGen Lab, a sales program created specifically for women of color in the financial industry. Inside of the LeadGen Lab, we are going to teach you the sales and lead generation strategies you need to triple your sales calls and 10x your leads, so you can finally become that financial powerhouse. This is a six-month container where you will get access to trainings, resources, weekly group coaching, and a community of women of color in finance, and so much more. Go to theroshaw.com/lead-gen-lab or use the link in the show notes to join now. I can't wait to see you inside.
It's so important because it is literally a lifetime skill. When you learn lead generation, when you learn how to properly operate a sales call, when you learn how to do the sales process and learn which platform is the best for you, you will thrive.
Welcome to the Finance Client Acquisition Podcast, the simple sales systems for women of color money experts. And I'm your host, Ro. I'm so excited today to dive deep into the strategies that have helped my clients book out by mastering their sales skills.
Hi, everyone. Okay, so I just had to come on live today because I had a huge revelation from my work with my past clients. So I just got off a call with a past client and she literally blew my mind with what I've been saying for the past 3 or 4 years. And that is that lead generation will outperform every single strategy, no matter what. It doesn't matter if you're doing content. It doesn't matter if you're going to go on lives every single day. It doesn't matter if you're doing email marketing. No matter what, lead generation, especially on Instagram and LinkedIn, will always be the most high-performing strategy that you can ever invest in. It is the highest skill that you can invest in for your business, for your future businesses, and just for yourself to always generate sales and income, because lead generation and getting leads that are ideal to your offer is honestly just like the ROI is limitless. And let me tell you why I had to go on live today, because when I ran a lead generation agency, I love my lead generation agency. And the only reason I shut it down is because so many money coaches, accountants, and bookkeepers were coming to me and were like, Roma, like, we really appreciate the work. They get results. And they got a lot of results, actually. Like, I would have CPAs that would literally get like 80 sales calls from our lead generation agency. And I shut it down. I shut down my lead generation agency because I was getting so many requests to teach people the methods. And even though people learned, we with lead generation agencies, like what I did in the past couple of years, people always knew the format. They had the frameworks, they had the customized scripts. They had like our methods down to a T, but a lot of our clients in the financial industry, they never implemented it themselves. Like, they would watch my agency, my contractors, my VAs do the work for them. And then when we would leave, they would have this influx of clientele, but they couldn't keep up the momentum because they hadn't had the practice to actually generate their own leads. They had relied on my agency to do it for them. And even though they had all the assets that they needed, it was like fishing for someone versus teaching them how to fish. Another one of my clients, Antoinette, she had also brought up that concept. And she's like, after you left working with the agency, like, our lead generation just went down because my team couldn't sustain it. I couldn't sustain it. And I needed more practice with lead generation in general. And it was things like that that really forced me to focus on the greater good. Yes, lead my agency. It was great. I had so many clients. I had so many referrals. To this day, I still get people asking me if we can generate leads for them. And I just didn't think it was worth it because a lot of my clients, their notes after we stopped the agency services were so true. They had been on this high of generating leads, but then, when it came to doing it themselves, they just didn't have the experience and the practice that my team was doing for them for 3 to 6 months. So that's when I decided to shut down the agency and go all in on the sales coaching, the lead generation coaching that I focus on right now, and just the sales systems that you guys all see with my 7-figure sales systems program. And it's so important because it is literally a lifetime skill. When you learn lead generation, when you learn how to properly operate a sales call, when you learn how to do the sales process and learn which platform is the best for you, you will thrive. Like there will never be, yes, there will always be a new trend. There will always be a new TikTok, a new platform for you to focus on. But the concept of lead generation is timeless. It stays throughout. And even to this day, I have, you know, friends outside of the financial industry and I've told them about lead generation. They have literally used it to get VC funding, to pitch to investors. They've been able to slide in the DMs. It works on Twitter. It works on LinkedIn. It works on Instagram. It works on Facebook. You just have to choose the platform that you want. And I'm so passionate about this that if you think that content is the right way to get more people into your pipeline, you're setting yourself up for failure. The foundation for you to be successful in your business is always going to be generating the right type of leads to you. And also making a decision. I see so many people fail in the industry because they fail to make a decision about their niche, which sets them up for like disaster when they're doing their lead generation process. And like after speaking to my past client today, I was like, I talk about these concepts and I believe in them, but sometimes I forget how powerful they are because when they were an agency client, we were working with them as an agency for about 3 months, I believe, and we were making progress. Like people were reacting to them, but as an agency owner, I have very high standards for me and my contractors. And I was like, the client will always get a sale within the first 30 days. And I have beat myself up for 2 years about this, but I left that client. And I was like, we did not fulfill the promise. Like after 30 days, they did not get their first sale with us. And 2 years later, I'm catching up and I realized like, we're just chatting. And we realized that, you know, one of her clients to this day came from the lead generation process 2 weeks after we stopped working together. And I couldn't, like, I was speechless in that moment because I am very confident about lead generation, but I think a lot about the clients, you know, that are the exceptions sometimes. And I'm like, I'm always thinking, is it the platform? Is it the messaging? And even for this client, this just tells me I need to follow up with my clients more. Even for this client, they had such a large return on investment 2 weeks after we stopped working together. It only took 3 months and 2 weeks for them to get a return on investment of over five figures, right? And that's why I had to go on this live. Because I was just like, even if you don't believe in lead generation, you might be leaving five figures on the table. You might be leaving a ton of people that you could be networking with and leaving them unseen. Because the truth is, the algorithm's always going to change. There's always going to be a new platform. There's always going to be a fancy social media account, but you will always have the skill of lead generation once you learn it. And on top of lead generation, there's all these branches that you could go off of. I talk more about it in the sales systems program. But yeah, lead generation is a profitable, limitless, lifetime return on investment skill. And yeah, I'm excited to keep talking about it and set up the foundation for you guys and show you, you know, there are a lot of people out there that aren't in the financial industry that promote the content hamster wheel and just, you know, inauthentic marketing. And I hope that one day, like, you will see the difference because everyone has to learn this by themselves and that you see that lead generation is going to be your most profitable skill. Out of everything that you'll learn, yes, there's email, there's content. There is, you know, all the automations I talk about too. I talk about automations in my programs, but you can't get there without the leads. You can't get there without the lead generation and you can't get there without the sales. Feel free to DM me if you're, you know, having mind drama about lead generation because I can send you the case studies. We have the receipts. We have all the facts. So yeah, I am excited to talk to all of you. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode. And as always, feel free to DM me on Instagram and subscribe to my email list for daily strategies delivered straight to your inbox. I'm so excited to see you book out and hit those five-figure months, six-figure years, and build that seven-figure empire.